and gentlemen, welcome to the French Connection Sunday night edition. Today's date is the 19th day of July, 2009. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith, and I'm glad to be with you all again for another important discussion, another important program, trying to keep you up to date about what's happening in our world. There is a lull, a little bit of a lull in the news cycle here. I've noticed a lot of the standard crooks are not doing very much these days, which means they're probably plotting something new. In my experience, they've got some bad ideas coming down the pike, and we're gonna talk a little bit about that today with my returning guest and regular contributor to the French Connections broad programming, Noel from Ogner from TIU, the Information Underground. It's a great forum if you want. You want to get involved in discussing some of these important issues. You might want to head over to TIU's forum and get involved. Become part of the fight, the team. You know, this. I'm watching a video here that someone sent me. It's a Hollywood, an empire of their own. Hopefully, I'm going to get it up on the site at some point. But it's extraordinary the kinds of crimes that these people committed back in the beginning of the last century to build their media empires. And as everyone knows now, they are in charge of all the media, not just filmmaking. They're in charge of newspapers and magazines and everything. There's not a single type of media that is in the world today that the Zionist criminals are not in control of, and they work in conjunction with their governments that they control. In other words, the propaganda that comes out of Hollywood often is coming out with the blessing of the American government, which is a occupied government. In my view, it's occupied mostly by dual citizen Israelis and by native-born Zionists in America. So we're going to bring up my guest right now and get started on our discussion. Are you with me, Ogner?
Hi, Darren. Yeah, nice to be on again.
Well, it's great to have you back. As usual, there's lots to talk about here. Things have seemed to have slowed just a tad on the news cycle. I'm watching a little less activity here, which I think is just the calm before the storm. And one of the things that I'd like to bring up with you tonight here is that the idea that this autumn is going to start getting very dicey. You noted already that the Irish are going to be voting on the treaty, the Lisbon Treaty. We're doing all we can to bring up awareness to that. But there's other things on this horizon, and I have a sense that this autumn is going to be full of all kinds of things. And it's worrying a little bit because I don't know that the people that we follow and stuff, I don't think people that are following us are able to handle it. I think what's coming is it's going to get tough. What's your take on what's happening?
Well, you know, Darren, there's two possibilities. You look at the mainstream media or you look at the alternative types of media. And it doesn't make any difference. Both are reporting, you know, the eighth largest economy in the world is bankrupt, which is California, issuing their own IOUs. Why not, instead of using Federal Reserve dollars, they're issuing California fiat money, maybe work for a while. This is the number of unemployed are going up, and the spin doctors, at least on mainstream media, are talking about a high unemployment recovery, which is more complete nonsense. And I think as people start losing their jobs, and you know, the case of Ireland this week, they have on board SNP, the board called SNP, and they're trying to snip out money out of the Irish government expenses, which is basically healthcare, education, and they're planning on cutting 5.3 billion euro from that. Now, that comes to about a fairly drastic cut of 17,000 jobs from the government, which, you know, in the government in most countries is a very, very large organization. indebted yep. organization. And this is going to have a tremendous effect. So, you know, you have it in California, you have it in Ireland, Latvia is gone, Iceland is gone, the UK and the rest of America are holding on to Zionist terror tactics on TV and on the mainstream media, you know, green shoots, which should be brown, very, very dark leaves. And, you know, Harley Davidson are getting rid of 30% of their guys, and the UK is this, and the highest number since 1985. And you just read down and down, and all of a sudden, if all of us are going to be unemployed, or the majority of us are, you know, like Palestine, 80% unemployment, and we're being served, you know, rations from the UN, which is also controlled by these people. With dark days ahead, Daryl. September, maybe August or September, people are talking about, you know, a special long bank holiday. All the people have, you know, money in gold ETFs are, you know, forget about it, all going to collapse. Goldman Sachs this week making billions. Computer fraud. All the Goldman Sachs guys, you know, they're interlingual interconnected between the Treasury and the Federal Reserve. I mean, we were calling it Government Motors. We should call it Goldman Motors and you know, Goldman Electronics and Goldman Government, which is still hiding the real people behind it. But we see some of their top criminals, all Zionist Jews, Bernanke, Geithner, Paulson, this guy Paulson.
Larry Summers, yeah.
Larry Summers. I mean, the list goes on and on. And I've seen an interesting little clip during the week on TV on one of the news channels, disinformation channel, not CNN, CNBC or Bloomberg. And they were, you know, showing all the pictures, a little pictogram of all the links between the bank and the U.S. government. And, you know, you can believe it, but when all the people are getting unemployed, Daryl, and then if you're still working, no one is buying your products or no one's buying your company's products, and all of a sudden you see a pink slip, it's going to come. You know, whether we have 25%, 30% global unemployment, the rich are still going to be eating off the hog. You know, they already have bought up the land, they bought up the water rights, you know, they have all the hard assets locally that are really needed. They have their front groups like Common Purpose, you know, spreading its tentacles out already through the UK and Ireland, into Holland and in different countries. And we're going to find out a little bit more about that next week. And I think we keep that on the burner as we go along, Daryl.
Well, I have to say that the money problems that people are experiencing now are only starting. I you know, if you think it's bad for you right now, and for many it is, wait 6 months. This is not a fixable problem. The bottom is not anywhere in sight, and you know, now they're starting to ramp up the conversation here on eugenics, and we've got a Supreme Court justice saying that abortion is a good idea, and that it's targeting the groups we want to reduce population in. In other words, they're targeting the black community, and they're targeting the Latino community. This is incredible that a standing court judge would actually make statements like she made. I was blown off my feet by hearing it. Yeah. But of course, she's also a Zionist Jew, and so no surprises there. But you know what's going to happen? We've got 50,000 people over at General Motors whose pension money is in question right now. They're going to lose their pension. These are retirees now. These are people in their 60s and maybe 70s, and they're going to lose their income. Yep. 50,000 of them. Shocking. The stuff I'm watching out there is just shocking me. And I, you know, the suffering's going to get really ramped up. However, I think, you know, our numbers have risen. Your numbers at the forum and my numbers on the site are up. We've breached the 100,000 mark for the size of the programming, and you know, not that I trust what Alexa says. In fact, I don't trust what they say, but there is an indication we're getting a lot more traffic to the site, which means people are asking the right questions. I'm just wondering, are we going to be able to thwart some of the damage? I don't know. I don't have a structured plan, Noel, to stop these people, except to inform as many people as I can. That's essentially what we can do.
Well, yeah, absolutely, Daryl. I think, you know, I'd like to, if we can go, we'd just like to play a little clip that's posted up on IamTheWitness.com. And just to give a kind of tone for the people, if you're listening in for the first time, about, you know, an old Jewish trick that they've been playing on us for the last 60-odd years, which is, you know, outlined on Democracy Now, not with people that I trust, but it was recorded. It was an Israeli female ex-Israeli a politician. She was asked about about anti-Semitism and how the Jews around the world actually control data. So I'm just going to play this little clip. It's up on the site, IamTheWitness.com.
How extreme mainstream media is, including the tricks used when covering key domestic issues like healthcare. But this video is a response to the trick repeatedly used against this channel in channel comments. It's the standard tactic of calling someone anti-Semitic, and it's used to sabotage anyone who speaks out against the U.S. government policy of supporting immoral and illegal Israeli policies which violate basic human rights. And as you can see, this person suggests using a new word for the same old trick. Amy Goodman interviews a former Israeli minister, and she helps expose this trick used against dissidents. The defamation tactic of calling someone anti-Semitic.
Yours is a voice of criticism we don't often hear in the United States. Often when there is dissent expressed in the United States against policies of the Israeli government, people here are called anti-Semitic. What is your response to that as an Israeli Jew?
Well, it's a trick. We always use it. When from Europe somebody is criticizing Israel, then we bring up the Holocaust. When in this country people are criticizing Israel, then they are anti-Semitic. And the organization is strong and has a lot of money, and the ties between Israel and the American Jewish establishment are very strong, and they are strong in this country. As you know, they have power, which it's okay. They are talented people, and they have power, money, and media, and other.
There you go, Darryl. Power, money, and media, and that's, I think, this is one of the biggest problems we have, Darryl, is getting over this label. And we can do all the research into Zionism that we can, and we're trying to wake people up. But this is the biggest problem we have, is just being labelled. And I was looking into it this week. You were saying it was a quiet week. It's also, you know, when our elites, we'll see where they are, and there might be a meeting somewhere, and we'll hear about it on Alex Jones in 2 weeks' time, you know, another Bilderberger meeting, but not the one in Israel. He didn't mention that one. He went to the one in Turkey, but not to the financial Bilderbergers in Israel there in June. But
that's right.
This is, you know, all part of a bigger plan that is, you know, fermenting. And but they don't control everything. And Darryl, sometimes I get very pessimistic and say, "No, we're screwed, we're gone." And then all of a sudden, you look on things that people are waking up. I got a lot of emails this week, encouraging emails. Sorry about the problems registering on my forums, the info, or our forums, the infounderground.com. A lot of you register with spam names, spam sounding names, and some of them aren't even spam sounding names, and they got deleted. The problem is that we have about 50 to 100 new sign-ins every day, and people say you've got a small forum. If I let the spams in, we'd be up to 80,000 users in a month. I mean, the number of spam bots that tried to sign on. So a lot of people, I've got about 10 emails this week saying, you know, I registered on your forums and I can't get on, and then I've had to say, well, a couple of times, sorry, you need to sign up, send me an email and I'll okay your account. So if you are an actual living being and you actually listen to Daryl or myself and you register on my forums, no harm. As soon as you get the email from the Info Underground, send it back saying, yeah, well, you know, I exist. Can you validate my account? And we'll do it fairly quickly.
Well, you know, one of the things that is good on your forum is it's being watched closely by the admins over there to ensure that people stay on topic, which is important when you're trying to get information out and you're getting a lot of people linking to that information.
Well, Daryl, I'll simplify it since I run the forums. not a new directive, but I mean people that are regulars that come there, there's 50, 100 of us out of the 800 that are regular posters, you know, that number, and some of them are very, very good posters, do a decent bit of research, Darrell, put it up with photos, with dates, with links, you know, triple links to mainstream media, for example 9/11. And what we're not looking for is people to come on these threads and post nonsense about, you know, black paupers or some other nonsense. Some of these threads are being looked at and posted elsewhere in bigger places, hopefully get into the mainstream. So we have the off section. You want to goof around, go into the off section. You have to be a member and post some goofy stuff. And, you know, depending on how goofy it is, you probably get zero replies anyway, because we're not about goofing around. But some serious posts up there, one I seen during the week, mixing up Africans in traditional dress and bringing this kind of racial blacks against white, doesn't go on the forums. The majority of us understand that the divide between the whites and blacks is programmed divide and conquer tactics by the Zionists, by the bankers, by the Rothschilds. It's been a plan going on for several hundred years, and you know, it's not going to happen on our forums. We're not we hate whites or we hate blacks or we hate Asians or hate anything. That's not what we're about. Go to other boards if that's what you want. This is a Zionist, anti-Zionist think tank trying to put some information. Maybe we get wake up from your slumber back up, Darla, and it'll be more concentration of posters on the topic. But it's the forums, it's difficult. There's a lot of sections that people are interested in different things. For example, you have some of our UK members there posting stuff about Dr. Kelly that was murdered, slit both his wrists. I mean, he did very good in a forest after putting out some propaganda for this war, illegal war in Iraq and in Afghanistan. I've seen this morning, we talked about it yesterday, I sent you a little email. We have trannies now, that was the word I didn't know, Darrell, trannies in the 9/11 movement, Shaler.
Oh boy, he had a nervous breakdown of some sort, that's what I've been told anyway. He went off the deep end, and maybe they paid him some money to do this. Who knows? I don't know what's going on with the guy, but it's sad, and it's sad to see that. And I guess it does hurt the credibility of the rest of us a tad, but not really, because that is way over the top stuff that's going on with this poor bugger. He looks troubled, in my view.
He looked very happy on the photos.
Well, what kind of happy pills is he taking? Who knows?
For the Daily Mail, they probably slipped him a couple of hundred. I mean, I don't know how he's surviving. It taints the movement slightly, but I mean, this guy was never a fully welcomed member. He never brought out any information. Apparently, he took the same drug in the Amazon or something that David Icke took. So time will tell. Plus, it's the mainstream Jewish media that the article came from. You have the BBC stepping up the propaganda. I mean, the BBC is so flagrant now, Darrell. It'd be good to hear from more English people about their Blair Broadcasting Corporation control. These guys are getting worse now. Came out during the week that these guys are making huge salaries, being jetted off all around the place, and this is money that every British TV owner pays a TV license every year, goes to the BBC. Absolute propaganda channel. The last holocausting of the Palestinian people in December and January was the last, well actually 9/11, showing that building 7 had collapsed. This building that wasn't hit by a plane collapsed 20 minutes before it actually collapsed. The writing was on the wall, and maybe it was me that was in 2001 that wasn't quite aware of the propaganda, but now it's flagrant.
It is flagrant, and I remember Gilligan, the guy was doing some good reporting, and they drummed him out of there, lickety-split. They got rid of this guy, made him look like the fool, and in fact, they cleaned out the people that were telling the truth over there, and what you got left is just a bunch of sycophants over there just writing nonsense and going along with the party line, there's no doubt, but America's media has been lost for a very long time, and the French media as well. We're not getting anything real on the French media as well. So, of course, that leaves us to do the job that they should be doing. So, there's no surprise why we're growing, because if you take a look at the world and you compare what they're saying about it and you compare what we're saying about it, it's a hands down deal that we've done the research. We've got the right stuff. Now, I don't know how long they're going to allow the internet to continue. I know in America they did pass that hate law, the Hate Crimes Act, and somehow they're going to try to use that, I'm certain, to try and stop us from reporting these facts. How that'll pan out, I don't know, or when they'll do it, I don't know. But if they intend to survive, they've got to silence us somehow. And so I'm looking forward to the fact that they're probably going to do something to silence us. And we're just going to have to keep plugging along until that day comes. Listening to that clip you just played, it's very painful to understand that people don't see through this deception that the Zionists have been committing for 60, 70 years. It's a shocking thing that in our modern world, they can actually admit on a nationally broadcasted television program that they use anti-Semitism. We've always known they did it, but the thing is, it still makes people shake when you say something about Zionist Jews. You can see their face; they've been habituated into feeling threatened if you bring up the idea that Zionist criminals are running our government. You can see that. I was talking to a neighbor over here, and when I brought it up, I could see the guy get all jittery. It was, we just got to keep doing it, maybe.
Well, Darren, let me actually play another little clip. It's got 6,000 views so far on YouTube, and it's a 27-year veteran of the CIA, well-known in the movement, Ray McGovern. I think, Darren, you've maybe even interviewed him.
Four or five times.
So this is a very recent. It's a video clip from 2007, and McGovern is actually talking about dealing with this issue of critique of Israel. It doesn't mean whether it be for Muslims, for Christians, and whatever. That it isn't anti-Semitism, and he's accepting in 2007, unlike our other buddy over there in Texas, that this is happening. So we'll play a little minute of this clip. So it's Ray McGovern on Israel.
You have just returned from a two-week trip to Palestine and Israel. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, I was privileged to join a delegation from the Interfaith Peace Builders, which is an offshoot from the Fellowship of Reconciliation. They run tours to the West Bank, Golan Heights, Israel, a couple times a year for small delegations. We were 11. They're very well plugged in with justice people on both sides of the issue, Israelis and Palestinians. And so it was a really uncommon exposure to what's going on in that part of the world. It's very distressing, of course, because our government, the U.S. government, that is responsible for a lot of the oppression that's happening in the occupied territories. Americans really don't often hear that Israel has occupied large areas of Palestinian land for 40 years. I mean, that's longer than the Soviets were in Eastern Europe. And the occupation is rather brutal. People also don't know how it all started back in 1948 when the State of Israel was created and what the Palestinians referred to as the Nakba, which is the destruction of their peoplehood and their state. 750,000 Palestinians were driven out of their homes and sought refuge in neighboring states or in the enclaves that exist now. And so it's a very tough problem, because one of the difficulties one runs into is telling this story in a straight way without appearing to be anti-Jewish or anti-Semitic or that kind of thing. And And one runs great risk of doing that, particularly if one is a politician or one needs some funding for something. And thankfully, I'm not a politician, and nothing against politicians, of course, and I don't need funding for anything, despite the efforts of some Republican members of the...
So, Ray McGovern, Darrell, you know, this is a very... an issue that people have to get over, and we need to move on and quickly. You know, we're talking about possible surprises in September of an economic format, and it's not going to be that all of a sudden we'll be all doing well again. We could be in for a very tough third quarter and into the last part of the year, Darrell. And most people are still they're oblivious to it. They don't want to believe. They just don't want to believe. And you know, this is going on in all fronts. Israel is still massacring the Palestinians. Reading in the Jewish press this week, Darrell, I mean, it's an open policy of racism that they want all the Palestinians, all the Arabs, all the Muslims, all the Christians out of Jewish land. Huh? And this is, you know, a quiet week, as you were saying. I was researching, that's what I was into, looking into this week, and several other things. And this open racism on the part of Israel, and we've nobody, no organization in the whole world, a couple of NGOs and people like yourself, myself, and some other blogs, and you know, lots of other groups that are talking about this absolute crazy situation. And the Israelis on these Jews on a daily basis. I was reading a couple of cases today of these illegal Russian Khazar settlers shooting Palestinian, unarmed Palestinians, and judges letting them away with it, not getting, you know, the state can we say no, we're not arresting this guy, we're not going to press charges, and people getting away with murdering Palestinians in East Jerusalem. And it's sick, Darrell. It's depraved, but people need to take into consideration, they show you on a daily basis how they murder and starve and genocide the people of Palestine. It's a lesson for us all that when these guys take over, they'll do it to us all.
They are planning to do it to us all. And you know, when you've got a guy that is getting numbers like this cretin Alex Jones is, and diverting your attention away from these issues. And as you mentioned earlier, the June meeting of the Bilderbergs that was held in Israel was never reported by the guy. I mean, his job out there is to minimize the exposure Israel is going to get in the alternative press, and to move you either quickly away from, or at least in as far as the discussion goes, never let you settle on any conclusions about these people and what they're doing and what their plans are. And it's a shame because he does have traction with a lot of people, and I feel ashamed a little bit that people don't leave this guy en masse, because it's so obvious how he is deceiving. You know, our numbers are growing because the truth will finally get out, but we should be much larger than we are now if we're really going to hope to change things for the better. We need a factor of 10 times the people we're getting, Noel. We can't defeat these people with 8 or 10,000 people visiting IamTheWitness.com a day. It's just not going to be sufficient. If we had 50 or 60,000 visitors a day, even 80,000 visitors a day, we would start really making a dent in this problem. So I don't know how we get from here to there unless we just keep plugging away like we've been doing.
Darrell, you know, let's hope, you know, your big numbers, 8,000 is a big, a lot of traffic. Let's hope that the people that come actually will pass out, disseminate the information, you know, link up to the different timelines and your different audios with hundreds of guests over the last couple of years, and they actually get active. There's no point in having 100,000 sheep to just say, just intake it and don't help us out. The question now is, we need help. to get the word out. We need more quality, Daryl, rather than quantity. And I know it's good to see the numbers growing and whatever. I don't pay too much attention to the numbers. Just try to do what, you know, what I do myself. And you know, some people want to come up and kick my Irish ass. You know, I'm still waiting to have. You know, I'm all up for learning new things. You know, if I've all the mistakes I've made in my couple of years of broadcasting, I'll own up to it if I made mistakes. And I like to learn. It's about learning. It's about sharing. Preparing my own family, my friends around me, they know my points of view. A lot of them are a lot more easy to approach now, Daryl. I have a lot more people coming in to see me, but things I told them 2 or 3 or 4 years ago, and now they're seeing it for themselves. Whatever it is, whether it's beef, especially financial, the police state coming in, you know, whatever, it doesn't make any difference if it's in Switzerland, in France, in Spain, in the UK, and in the US. People all over the world are waking up to it. And it's not something that you can ignore. It's there in our face. Who's assured? I mean, I run my own tiny little company. I'm not assured that I'll make it till the end of the year. That's no problem. Depending on what happens after that, you know, I don't have these millions and billions that have been scammed away by the people that own stocks and control Goldman Sachs for Rothschild. That I can go off on some island or go off down to South America, up, you know, high up where the water reserves are, like the bushes and coal. A lot of people are going to suffer in the next 2 or 3 or 4 years. Ireland's going to suffer for the next 20 years. It's just a question of how are they going to inflict this on us? Talking about the Irish, at least, coming up to this Lisbon Treaty. Be interesting. We're already broke. The banks spent, you know, 10 times our GDP. It'll take a generation to repay it. Or we just say cancel the debt. No, we don't recognize it. We're not giving the banks any more money. Let one or two of them go down. And, you know, we'll still be buying bread the next day. And it'll be the politicians, the bankers, the lawyers would be the ones scrambling to do something if the people of Ireland said, no, that's it, I'm not paying any more of your taxes, giving banks billions and billions and billions. And the problem in Ireland, similar to Daryl in the States, is it's down a black hole. We have no idea how much these toxic assets, I mean, why is everyone worried about toxic assets? I'm not. Let the banks deal with it. Mark it down to its real value, 10 out of 100, 10 cents to the dollar or whatever it is, mark it down, get rid of it. Since we've come, absurd that we've just about nationalised all the big banks, all the big lenders have been nationalised. Why don't we write the toxic assets down to, 10 cents on the euro and move on and then see where we are? No, because we're still being controlled by the IMF, and this keeps coming up in my discussions. The Irish people don't seem to know about this Zionist Jewish control of the IMF. Look at the people that run it. Just type in, chairman of, president of the IMF or of the World Bank or of the Federal Reserve, and then, find out what religion they are and what bent that they have. They're all the same. They're the Jewish frontmen that control the money system in the world, and they're about to inflict pain on a lot of countries. Maybe, Daryl, in 20 or 30 years, they'll find out, well, we inflicted pain on Ireland because we knew they'd vote no twice, or we didn't like Latvia, or we didn't like this country because they were hard on the Jews during World War II, or for some other, whatever reason it is. We learn about it in history, and here we are in the middle of it, Daryl, trying to figure out what's going on with all the disinformation going on around us, and we need support and people that will actually come on the forums, post some good stuff, and don't be afraid to come on and have your stuff refuted. We don't want someone to come on and say this is gospel. It's open for interpretation, and people will do critiques, as it were.
Well, Ed, this is, this is the way that we're going to get stronger, is by people being willing to start doing some of the research too. I mean, thank goodness for a lot of the people who ship me information. My learning curve has steepened here because I have so many people that share good quality research with me, and I don't take responsibility. I'm not taking the information and saying it's my own. What I am saying is that there is a whole network of very well-educated people in this world that are now providing me and you and so many others with good stuff. I mean, you know, that news section stays full of well-researched pieces constantly because of the friends we have. And they've helped me recently, and I've got to say that I'm very grateful for the help. I don't have any problems with my phone now coming up and all the way until September, and that is just a blessing that came from people being kind and understanding that this is a tough job, and they've showed up with the help, and I'm proud of them. I'm proud of everybody that's been working with us all this time, Noel. It makes doing this less difficult, although, you know, doing it on a daily basis,
Darren,
of course.
Darren, you still have bills to pay. I mean, we talk during the week, or I call you or you call me. I often call you and you're busy, so I know you're on the phone, you're calling around, you know, trying to get new guests. I mean, this takes time. You also get called people in, you know, in South Africa or Ireland or the US on their mobile numbers, which costs money, and, you know, you need to cover your costs. CII didn't step up to the plate, and look after you at least for the telephone call costs, which should be a minimum. I'm glad to hear you got some donations. Good for you.
Well, it is good because I can go forward, not worry.
Wisely.
Yeah, well, and you know, this Sunday broadcast we've been doing for a long time. You know, it feels good just to sit and talk to somebody who's knowledgeable and set ourselves up for the week. I know you've got some interesting interviews coming up. What's on your agenda for the next week? You have
I have a representative of Sinn Féin coming on Tuesday, which around lunchtime, so I'll organise around that. And then it's a question of, I want to talk to some of the right wing No to Lisbon Treaty groups, and then I want to talk to some of the Yes people, the government, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Labour Party, the Greens, which are completely you know, manipulated party through all the countries throughout the world, and see why people want to vote no. I'm interested in trying to get a couple of Irish bloggers on, Darrell. I was reading one very, very good blogger. He hasn't got back to me yet. You know, some of these bloggers don't want to do radio, I understand. Anyway, I send out some invitations. Try to keep good info coming in prior to, you know, September is going to ratchet up quite a few notches as the as Merkel and the midget in France come over and try to sell this to Ireland, the same treaty that they rejected last year. But then again, you know, Darrell, that's the treaty is one part of it. It's not very obvious to a lot of people, the Zionist connection to manipulating a small population of 2 million voting people, and, you know, 50% won't bother. So you're talking about basically 1 million people that our Jewish oligarchs have to convince, the Zionist oligarchs have to convince, but 1 million voting Irish people. Well, hopefully the numbers will be bigger, to go out and vote yes for 500 million people. And it's a shocking number. And then people, it was interesting, one of my guests during the week was saying to me that these yes groups are popping up all over the place with, it seem to be, illimited funding. Now, this is, you know, typical modus operandi of how to win and swing elections. And it's coming up October 2nd, so probably, you know, the month of September is going to be a very hot month in Ireland. People are worried about the economy, they're worried about their jobs, they're worried about, you know, you're talking about Darrell, the pensions, the 50,000 pensions from the car companies, which are lost, they're gone, they're not going to be paid.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, these guys aren't going to get the last check. You know, they get paid on, you know, the 25th of every month, and, you know, they retired 17 years ago, and they always got this little check that goes a little bit less and a little bit less and a little bit less every month with deflation. And all of a sudden, the check doesn't arrive. So you make a call, say, what's going on? And the telephone number doesn't answer because the company is out of business. They're going to come out of chapter, you know, 10, 11, whatever it is, with no debt. And they've basically pillaged lifetime's work of, you know, an unknown hundreds and maybe millions, probably millions of people across the world, that they will let these big companies go down. These companies that were supposed to have been paying into a pension fund, or the pension fund was another scammy Ponzi scheme that all the big guys seem to know about, and hundreds and millions and millions of people are going to find out this year that as the collapse goes in California and in America and in the UK and in Ireland and in Spain and Portugal, Latvia and wherever, the money that you've been promised that you work for 50 years maybe or 47 years has been a lie, and you're going to realize that you've been lied to for the last 50 years. I mean, we could go back hundreds of years there. We might as well be in our lifetime and our parents' lifetime and whatever. And the people have been lied to for 50 years, and that was without the internet and using their TV and radio. And if you look into the origins of that, you'll see television, a very strong Nazi connection to it. All of these top Nazis apparently were Project Paperclip, took over to the States, funded by Zionist money, and this has gone on and on and on. And people have basically, just forget about Building 7, forget about a building couldn't fall like that. How about millions of people that have worked for 40 years that have been scammed, and then people are worried about Bernie Madoff?
Yeah. Well, that's right. Yeah, and it's or Michael Jackson or something. I mean, there's deception and there's double. I know you look at what's going on with the way they move people away from these facts. It's kind of like me having an opinion on Apollo, for example, and then trying to use that to make me look like a fool. I'm allowed to have an opinion here and do my work. And the simple fact of the matter is that people are ignoring the mountains of evidence that we have on so many areas. I do want to keep our work on the French Connection kind of tight and into the financial and into the flu area and all of these things. But it's the volume of information is enormous. They've spent 100 years destroying the world, and it's a big job to get all that information out there, Nolan. I mean, Bernie Madoff, of course, is a big part of the recent history, but there's bigger scams than him. I mean,
Yeah, there's huge. All these pension funds, especially in the UK or in Ireland, they're gone. They're in the US, they're gone. Smoke, they're gone. Nothing left. Still no bankers in Ireland or Fed bankers or Treasury bankers arrested yet. Goldman Sachs, and it goes on and on. People are going to wake up, and it's going to be way too late. These people already have fled.
Well, and who knows where they're going to flee to. But I know New Zealand looks like a place they want to go to. I also know, and that was, remember Joe Vials some years ago? Like they did him in. A lot of what I found from Joe Vials actually turned out to be quite well researched. I don't know why, ex-Mossad or whatever, but some of the stuff he put out, he said that New Zealand was a place for these people to go, and so was Argentina's Pampas area, the Pampas in northern Argentina. And I'm just wondering, when these people are going to get the heck out of Dodge and let the rest of us just, collapse into a pile. There will come a day, and it won't be in the too far off future here, where feeding your family is going to get very difficult. And for many people already, it is becoming difficult. There's not going to be pension funds to fall back on, nor is there going to be a government assistance that people are expecting either, because the governments are broke. California doesn't have any money. And I don't know how much longer it's going to even be able to pay the minimum charges that people need to survive. There's no manufacturing left, Noel. America doesn't make anything anymore. Everybody's a paper pusher, and you cannot survive in a country of 300-plus million without manufacturing something, and America doesn't make a darn thing except, I don't know. It makes imbeciles in a bad school system, and it's painful to see this all happening, but we are a growing minority of well-informed people in Europe and in America and in South America as well. And I'm hoping to bring Salbucci back on again and let him speak to, you know, to some of the South American issues next week, this week coming up. So the fight is on. I mean, we're doing our job. We're doing what we're supposed to be doing. I wouldn't want to be doing anything else right now with what I know is coming. I mean, it's we've taken this responsibility on, and we do it because we have to.
Well,
we don't have a choice, and that's why I urge everybody.
There's no, Darren, there is no choice. I mean, if you look back over, you know, the last century. Go back to these Bolshevik Jews that murdered millions. Daryl,
they
went into Ukraine and murdered more millions. The Bolshevik communism is a Jewish creation led by the top, you know, Karl Marx, all Jews, and you can call them Zionists, you can call them whatever you like. These people killed with the Red Chinese probably up to 100 million, but we can talk about, you know, Ukraine and Russia. Now, if you were, you know, reading the Russian newspapers in 1917 prior to November, you must have known something was cooking. Now, it might be hard for people to imagine that overnight, they gave us an example in Africa a couple of years ago between the Tutsis and the Tutsis. And that they murdered 800,000 people with axes and a couple of, well, some military, but a lot was blatant murder. It happened in a very, very short time frame. And this is how things will work. This will be accelerated against us. And, you know, they will come and kill us, our families and our friends and whatever. But we need to get the word out. They don't control everything. I'm more and more convinced they don't control everything. They're trying to with their laws, their hate laws, their firewalls and their blocking of information and their censoring and whatever. People just need to, you know, start talking to real people and get more, at least have your local community aware that that we're under ZOG. I mean, we're worldwide, just about any countries that got anything that's played into a capital usury system is in debt. There's no country, I don't believe there's any single country that has any money. I don't think there's, what, your Venezuela, your Saudi Arabia, you have all this oil. These people work with Israel absolutely 100%. There's no doubt about it, and that's how they keep their own people subdued. They act as all these, you know, the Saudis, the Kuwaitis, and all their princes and all this nonsense. Absolutely work with Israel. They with all their money, they can't supply Palestine with water and food and stuff. It's absolutely outrageous. They all work with the Jews and Israel and Zionism and the bankers, and there's different names on the groups, and people will find them, Daryl, through their research, and they'll call them Zionists, or they call them Jews, or they call them bankers, or they call them Israelis, or terrorists, or, you know, whatever, whichever name applies. And you just need to take that into a bigger picture, that it's an ongoing, has been going through the last couple of centuries. It is now accelerating because we do have the internet. We are networking, doing our best to connect the dots, fill in the picture for a lot of people that are just waking up to, you know, why did I just lose my job? You know, people that thought everything was going to be rosy and they'd buy, you know, two summer homes and just go down and get usury and they'd never have never have to use their rainy day money. Now they'll discover that even the money they put away doesn't exist anymore.
Well, that's right. And here's the, somebody has been telling me for a date to look out for in this autumn time here is the 9909.
Oh, yeah.
And for some reason, these nuts like to stick to some numerical nonsense. They often, you know, 7/7 and 9/11. These are numbers that are important to these crazies
and,
for some
and Madrid,
strange reason. I've never been able to suss out why that is. But 9/9/9. It sounds like something we should look out for. And some people have been predicting that bank holiday that you and I talked about earlier may take effect at that time. I have no proof on this, although, you know,
well, Darren,
stranger things.
The Madrid bombings happened 911 days after 9/11. I mean, the numbers seem to, I mean, I'm not big into numbers or something, but there's something with it. Madrid was 911 days after 9/11.
Yeah. I don't I don't know. You know, we keep doing
There's people. I just like to say, you know, in slow weeks like that, look into the past. Look into people like Charles Gotland, a priest, an Irish, a Canadian Irish priest. And look into what a jury went after him. This guy was getting up to 400,000 letters a week. He had to get a staff of secretaries to deal with. And he warned about Zionism. He warned about it. Read about Henry Ford. This guy knew about the international Jew. He wrote it. The international Jew. He knew what was going on, and did their best to sign. And it's just history repeating itself. And they've got more control since the like of these people. There are other people, Darrell, I was reading during the week. I'm trying to. Bit late now on a Sunday even think about them, but this has been going on, and McFadden and all the politicians that they've murdered and bribed, and going down to all the congresses and all the idiot presidents, Clinton, Reagan, the George W. Bush. Oh my God! I mean, the guy's an idiot. Into Kennedy, and you're trying to say, oh, hold on a second, George W. Bush was the leader of the free world. I mean, my dog is smarter than him. Why? Qui bono? Who profits from that? And it's always in the last 50 or 60 years about Israel, about Israeli wants and needs, and this is going to break. It won't be because of me. It's because this system isn't. They're trying to now make the states, the America, look as arrogant as Israel. Among the other countries in the world, and something's going to snap. It's good speaking to other people down from different countries. People are really, peed off with what's going on, and this won't last forever. Now, they might control the mainstream TV, Darrell, but that won't be forever.
Well, interesting with America's reputation in complete chaos and decline, if America falls victim to the problems that we've been discussing over the years here, and there's hunger and pestilence and problems and police state and murder and everything, because America has been so roundly angered the people of the world, people are going to say, good enough for you, you Americans, you did this, you did that, and you deserve your problems, you know?
And they don't. Yeah, that's exactly the, you know yourself. You're in Central Europe. It's bad sentiment towards American, tourists, the people that we see, which is people over here don't know it's a Zionist led government under Zog, and they don't realize that all these insane U.S. policies are only benefit Israel. I was reading there, just that one, the last story posted up on I Am the Witness tonight that I was reading was this, the Jewish money and how they control the American politics, AIPAC, which was the Zionist lobby, one of the politicians went after him as try to get them to sign up as being foreign lobbyists, which would have to, sign up and whatever, and then they changed their name to AIPAC. A very interesting story that they have been manipulating for 60 years. It's obvious, prior to the State of Israel, so 70 years, and then you can say 80 years, and they have been... Washington, America, the American people, I feel sorry for my buddies there, but you're going to suffer like Ireland, but just hasn't broke out officially yet. It's going to break out. One of these long bank holiday, 5-day extra, Kenyan-born president, Sotero, will give, an extra holiday and make an extra long weekend, and then we're going to figure out that, America's absolutely bankrupt. You have, the BIS, Darrell, they're talking now this derivative market, and they're, conservative, 1.4 quadrillion, and some of these derivative Darrell, dealing with Holland and Germany, and we're talking about AIG here, run out in 25, 37, 34 years time, that this thing is going to go on for a long, long time. That $187 billion to AIG is nothing. It's just a plaster.
That's right, because the problems are, the only way to get rid of this is to just actually forgive all debts to all banks and just say, we don't owe you that money anymore. We're not in debt anymore. We zero it out. Now, you know, not being a biblical scholar, but the Bible always said that on every 7 years, all debts should be zeroed out. That's the Jubilee year. And were that to ever have taken place, we wouldn't be in this mess. And we could still do that with a stroke of a pen by saying, whatever you owed anybody at interest, you don't pay now. You're finished. It's gone. And we would start out afresh. We'd have to start out anew. And it's possible to do. I mean, I don't know the details, but there's a group called the Broomsgrove Group up in Scotland. James Gibbs Stewart has been putting together information on alternatives to the private banking system that we're under right now. And it's not a gold-backed currency. We don't want to give that power back to the crooks that we just wrestled it away from, because, you know, in no time at all, they'll be right back into the same driver's seat if we were to do that. We need to take the rights to print our money back to the national level, and we need to put it in the hands of trusted people, not these bought and paid for criminals we've got in our elected offices around the world. We got a big job ahead of us, Noel. There's no doubt about it, but it gets doable. I mean, hey, where there's life, there's hope, in my view.
Well, you know, and you know, people are just going to have to knuckle up there and do a bit of work. And you know, as more people become unemployed, just maybe start asking questions. You know, as we said from the earlier video clip, you just have to get over the label of anti-Semitism and don't be afraid that, you know, something that happened 60 odd years ago, where certain X amount of people were put in gas ovens and stuff. Get past that. Look at what's going on today. Look what happened before, prior to World War II. Realize that they killed 160 million people during World War II. They'll kill more of us, you know. When plus the planet, the population has grown. I mean, it's well known that Prince Charles, Heinz Kissinger, are big exterminists. They'd love to get rid of half the people, if not more. Maybe get, you know, the Georgia Guidestones, if people want to use their favorite search engine. All placed a number about 500 million humans, which is basically, you know, the 5,000, top 10,000 with 500 million slaves, a lot easier to control. Police grade, yeah. Computer grade, which, you know, where we're heading now. Switzerland there, up on WikiLeaks, the Swiss have new laws of real-time surveillance on all IT mobile traffic, starting officially 1st of August. Well, officially, it's official now because it's on WikiLeaks, but not new. It's in all the countries. They're surveilling everything they're afraid of. I mean, why do they spend so much time and so much time and effort and money and resources tracking their own people?
Well, there you go. And it's supposed to be illegal in the United States, but we know that they don't follow any of the rules that have been laid out in the Constitution. I don't know. Well, we're getting down toward the end of this, I think, for tonight. Noel, it's been great to have you on again. You know, talking with you, it's a comfortable conversation, my friend. You're always so well-informed, and you're up on your work, and it's a great thing to work with you. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, well, you know, Daryl, it was just, there's another thing, when you're dealing with the Zionists and the Jewish question, you'll hear that they were kicked out of every country in the world, and you know, I was looking into it during the, forced conversions in Italy in 224, expelled from Jerusalem in 325, property confiscation in Italy in 357, and you go down and you see kind of the trail all across the Mediterranean up through France. So, for example, the diocese of Clemence in France, 550. They moved on to the diocese of Uzès in 561. And you see this movement up towards Spain in Toledo. They've been kicked out of Toledo it's actually four times. 633, 638, 653, and 693. Just to show that this is the that people have fought against these people, their system of usury. It's not every single one. It's the controlling mafia group that do all the harm. And we need more people to look into. I'd love to, you know, get someone come on and say, well, you know, they were actually banned for such and such a reason, and, you know, have documented or a good interpretation of what happened, and do a decent piece of work on all of these expulsions or synagogue burnings or you know, religious stuff being burnt or expulsions, or they had forced conversions, and it goes on and on, so that we get a little bit more specific instead of, you know, quoting the line that they've been kicked out of every country over the last 2,000 years, which they have been. But they also, you know, there was also a synagogue burning and forced conversions, and you'll see the trail leads up to Spain. These Murano Jews, that there's definitely patterns, and then we can see the patterns, Daryl, of this migration of Jewish money down the centuries through the slave trade. Look at all the roots of the slave trade, and you'll find them down in the south of America, and in New York and Boston, and you can be mixed in with the Brothmans in Canada, and the alcohol problems that arrive in Africa after the Brothmans, you know, shipped off their rum to get slaves and whatever. That there are historical patterns. You know, I don't have enough time today to go into every single one of them, but they've committed crimes down the centuries, and the group changes. It's always the people that control the money. It's always about usury. It's always about their banking systems, about using people, treating people as cattle. You know, they want now any criticism of the Talmud is now anti-Semitic. I mean, this goes on and on. Daryl, we could probably go on, but I think we just leave it for a little Sunday show. You know, a lot to think about. Good from time to time to have a little quiet week and do a little bit of research. Listen to, yep. look at some old videos and listen to some audios from people that knew over the years. I download a whole lot of presidential speeches and major speeches. I'm going to listen to them in the next couple of days, see if I can find any little, you know, from Eisenhower, from Kennedy, and different people that made their inaugural speeches and whatever, and just find out, you know, did MacArthur leave a little message for us, and, you know, what did Kennedy say when he was talking about I am Ich bin ein Berliner and whatever, and re-listen to some of these historical speeches to fill in parts of the research, Sarah, that we don't have, that we're working on.
Yep. Well, it's a big job, but we need the help of the listeners. We need them to share this information with others, get people to come to the website, to the TIU, the Information Underground, and to IamTheWitness.com. Tell everybody anywhere, and put our details all over the net. We need to grow. We need to get strong backing from good research people, and just keep slugging away at this, and we'll be rewarded for our efforts at some point. We have to be. We can't afford to fail at this. We have to be successful. And so that's where we are today on this July 19th. And it's been great to have you on the French Connection again, Noel, and I will be inviting you back probably for next Sunday, and maybe we can get a three-way discussion with Mohammed once again, and talk about a little bit about the financial situation in the world and so forth, and we'll keep informing people.
Yeah,
how's that?
Look forward to that, Daryl. Thanks for having me on.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daryl Bradford Smith telling you all, please, take care of your families, tell others about our important work, and until the next time, be well. Bye-bye now.